Blog Talk Radio.
The voices of men who claim leadership are silent today. People pumped, afraid to say what needs to be said to a country that's going to hell. Where's the real patriarch? A kind of gentler Farrakhan? You don't know me. Don't you put me in no bag that makes you comfortable. I'm Farrakhan. I will die on truth. Not weak, but truth. Strong and mighty to relieve you of your burden. I'll tell you straight, you will never punk me. You don't have enough money to buy me. You don't have nothing to offer me. You can't kill me. Even if you try, I can't die. You'll deal with me for generations to come.
Assalamu alaikum. You are out on the front line with the fruit of Islam. I am your host, Jihad Muhammad. Tonight, this is the conclusion of our anniversary show at the Farrakhan Speaks Roundtable Talks with the Southwest Regional Student Minister, Robert Muhammad. From the Wedded Bliss Foundation, Reverend Jamil Muhammad is here tonight. From Baltimore, Maryland, Student Minister Carlos Muhammad. And from Dallas, Texas, our brother is back. Student Minister Jeffrey Muhammad is in queue. They are here to discuss, to put the Muslim program to Congress, part three, the conclusion. Also, they will discuss the series, the time, and what must be done by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Also, Boots on the Ground with the Soldiers of Peace, the Fruit of Islam. We will show just where Muhammad's got the devil on the run with the Final Call News this week. So sit back, get your questions ready, get your comments ready. The Soldiers of Peace, the Fruit of Islam, is in the building. Buckle up. Let's ride. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I greet the listening audience tonight by way of the internet, or if you're on the phones, with the greeting words of peace of As-Salaamu Alaikum. Well, this concludes our anniversary show and series tonight. It has been a very wonderful year here on the Nation Building Network. I want to take a minute to thank our guests who came out to celebrate this anniversary with us at the Farrakhan Speaks Roundtable Talks. Student Minister Abel Muhammad from Mas Maryam, Student Minister Robert Muhammad from Compton, California, Student Minister Charles Muhammad of Phoenix, Arizona, Student Assistant Minister David Muhammad from Milwaukee, Student Minister Willie Muhammad of New Orleans, Louisiana, Student Regional Prison Reform Minister Victor Muhammad from Detroit, Student Minister Ali Muhammad from St. Petersburg, Florida, Brother Brian E. Muhammad of Columbus, South Carolina, Attorney Kenneth Muhammad of Atlanta, Georgia, former State Captain Brother Ray Muhammad of Atlanta, Georgia, Chief Magistrate Court Justice Maurice Muhammad. Thank you, soldiers, for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend nearly 2 hours of your time to talk to our listeners about the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the guidance of our apostle and servant, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Tonight, we close out Put the Muslim Program to Congress, Part 3, the conclusion. Let me bring to the Farrakhan Speaks Roundtable Talks the Southwest Student Regional Minister, Minister Robert Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, sir.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. How are you tonight?
All praises due to Allah, who came in the person of Master Farrakhan Muhammad, for our health and for our clearness of mind and the ability to share with everybody via this technology.
All praises due to Allah. Also tonight, for the first time on our airwaves, and we pray this will not be his last, hardworking soldier, boots on the ground in Baltimore, Maryland, from Muhammad's Mosque number 6, Student Minister Carlos Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, sir.
Wa alaykum salam, my brother, and thank you so much once again for the invite. And it's an honor and pleasure to be able to serve in this capacity on behalf of our beloved leader and teacher today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
All praises due to Allah, and thanks again, sir, for coming out tonight. Also, our brother is back with us tonight from Dallas, Texas. You all know him. He's no stranger to the show, Student Minister Jeffrey Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, sir.
Alaykum salam, sir. Thank you so much for having me back on the program, especially with such a great helpers of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Praise be to Allah. And thank you again, Brother Jeffrey, for coming out tonight, sir. Student Brother Jamil Muhammad is not with us as of yet, but he should be with us shortly. He has told me that he would be running a little bit behind schedule, so we're going to get started. This is what we're going to do. For the last 2 weeks, what we've done is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this: a Muslim politician is what you need. Although he felt it very difficult to advise his followers to get involved in the wicked politics of America, he did say a Muslim politician is what you need. Also, he said to take the Muslim program to Congress. So tonight, we're going to do a mock trial. And the audience tonight, which is coming from Africa tonight, Belize, Jamaica, Australia, Mexico, Dominican Republic, all throughout the United States, London, England, France is on the line. And so tonight, we're going to have the panel at the Farrakhan Speaks Roundtable Talk. You will represent the people to show just why the solution, the program and position that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave to the Nation of Islam, and actually for all of us in America, is the best and only solution for America and our people. So let's get started. Let me go ahead. I like to ask this to get it going first. We're not going to go through everything because, as you know, for the last 2 weeks, we've already gone through a lot of the questions already. But I'm going to go ahead and start. And I just want to go to Brother Minister Robert real quick. Brother Minister, can you explain what is a full and complete freedom?
Well, all praise is due to Allah, brother. Full and complete freedom, first and foremost, despite the fact that what it, as it reads, it says if we're demanding that of someone else, But the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told me that when we say we want freedom, we want a full and complete freedom. He said that it is not in the nature of our enemy to grant us that. It's just not in them. So what we have to do is we have to absolutely do that for ourselves. Full and complete freedom. The Honorable Louis Farrakhan said to me, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the Muslim program is our constitution. So when you say full and complete freedom, it means this. Each one of us is an individual miracle created by God, brother. There are no mistakes on this phone. It doesn't matter whether we were conceived in the back of a Chevy car or on Motel 6 in a one-night stand. It really doesn't matter. We were meant to be here because as a sperm, we outswam 999,999,999 other sperm to be here. With no mistake. And each one of us are an answer to a prayer. The question is, do we recognize the talent that Allah put in us as the answer of our people's prayers, particularly those of our ancestors who died and suffered and are living now? Do we recognize that talent, and are we prepared to be free to exercise that talent for the benefit of our people, the benefit of humanity, but most importantly, for the glory of Allah, the Most High?
Thank you, sir. Brother Minister Carlos, here's one here on what the Muslims believe. Point number 9, we believe that the offer of integration is hypocritical and is made by those who are trying to deceive the black peoples into believing that their 400-year open enemies of freedom, justice, and equality are all of a sudden their friends. Furthermore, we believe that such deception is intended to prevent black people from realizing that the time in history has arrived for the separation from the whites of this nation. If the white people are truthful about their professed friendship toward the so-called Negro, they can prove it by dividing up America with their slaves. We do not believe that America will ever be able to furnish enough jobs for her own millions of unemployed, in addition to jobs for the 20 million black people as well. Minister Carlos, sir, what say you?
Well, this was something that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stood firmly on when he gave this to us. And though the Once in the Beliefs program, as Brother Minister Robert beautifully put it, is our constitution, it originally appeared for the first time in our paper in 1962 in Muhammad Speaks. And when you look at that time period when we were dealing with integration and when we were dealing with fighting for civil rights bill, and of course in the article on putting that program before Congress, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talks about how it doesn't matter what president, I'm paraphrasing, is sitting in there, no civil rights bill legislation will basically help us. And so when you look at this point number 9, Minister Farrakhan said this has always been the trick of our slave masters and their children. And this is in full effect today. Many of us believe that it's going to be legislation. Many of us believe because our brother is sitting in the White House that times and things are going to get better for our people. But we've seen that our condition continues to get worse. And so this offer, this trick of integration to make our people believe that we've gained when really we're further behind now in 2013 than we were in the 50s and 60s as a people. And this is why it's important that in the modern sense that we continue to listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan every single Saturday. No matter where we are, we must tune in at some point to the time and what must be done, because this is the latest divine message each and every week coming out of our beloved brother Minister Farrakhan. And as we have been watching him over these past 37 weeks and seeing the message that has been coming, this is the only way for us to break this trick of integration that has been offered to us. We will find no friendship in those that are willing to continue to perpetuate what was done to us for over 400 years. our best solution is to get behind the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's program that is being supremely demonstrated by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan today.
Praise be to Allah. Brother Minister Jeffrey, let me go here on what the Muslims want. Point number 9, we want equal education, but separate schools up to 16 for boys and 18 for girls, on the condition that the girls be sent to women's colleges and universities. We want all black children educated, taught, and trained by their own teachers. Under such schooling system, we believe we will make a better nation of people. The United States government should provide free, all necessary textbooks and equipment, schools and college buildings. The Muslim teachers shall be left free to teach and train their people in the way of righteousness, decency, and self-respect. Brother Minister Jeffrey, what say you, sir, to point number 9, sir?
Yes, sir. The first thing I would say, brother, is that, you know, the whole world has been turned into a classroom. Every Saturday at 6 o'clock, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is able to address the entire world via webcast and teach the whole world. He is exposing Satan's wicked design at the root. And so we're thankful to Allah for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I mean the absolute expression of love and courage in what he's doing to bring down Satan's world. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the teachers of the Muhammad University of Islam were jailed in the 30s, if I remember correctly, for taking our children out of the public school system at a time when it was against the law for children not to be in school, in the public school system. And so that tells me the importance of it, that shortly after the establishment of the mosque came an educational system, because our children are our future, and we can't just say that the children are the future. We have to understand that we cannot send our children to the schools of the enemies and expect to receive, to get back Muslims. Our children have to be taught, and the purpose of the Muhammad Mosque, according to our Constitution, is the indoctrination into an Islamic way of life as taught and exemplified by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, our Savior, our Redeemer. And so we thank Allah for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We cannot produce a better people in these schools. The colleges and universities that have been set up, for the most part by our former slave masters, and they control even our historically black colleges and universities, they are, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has said many times, nothing more oftentimes than glorified whorehouses. And so, you know, our children have to be taught in an environment where they can maintain some sense of morality, but they have to be given the true knowledge of selves. They have to know who they are, and that's contained in the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Our children have to be taught and trained in an environment where they have the knowledge of themselves, the knowledge of God, which is one and the same, and the knowledge of their open enemy. And we have to keep in mind that the solution given to us by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it is a divine solution. And it is not just a solution, it is the best and only solution. And so in line with Brother Carlos has said already, you know, the idea of separation, our children have to be taught by their own. And so we're thankful to Allah for this divine solution, and we have to work at a fever pitch pace in every city all over America to establish the Muhammad University of Islam, and we have to move with all deliberation and as if there is no public school system, because in truth, the destruction that's happening and taking place, you know, with the minds of our children in the public school system, you know, we just cannot tolerate that anymore, and we have to be concerned about all of our children, not just the Muslim children.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. You just took us into the next part. You talked about separation. Brother Rafi, get ready to play this clip. Brothers, please give a response after the clip. Here's a piece by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Brother Rafi, go ahead and play that clip, sir.
And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, We have to press the government for reparations. Listen, as long as you ask for a job, and they don't have them these days, but they can promise it, you're going along to get along. Do you know why Elijah Muhammad put on the back page of Muhammad Speaks, we want freedom, full and complete freedom. We want justice. We want equal justice under the law. We want justice applied equally to all, regardless of creed or class or color. We want equality. We want equality of opportunity, and we want equal membership in society with the best in civilized society. But then in point number four, he says, we believe that those of us whose parents, you know, have been here for 400 years, you know, and we believe that you offered us integration as a hypocritical trick to make us believe that our 400-year-old enemy has now become our friend. We believe that this is the time in history for separation. And he said, since we can't get along with you in peace, see, then we think what we've contributed to America, we should have some of this earth that we can call our own. So we need 8 or 10 states with an outlet to the sea. And we want you to supply our needs in this separate territory for the next 20 or 25 years until we can go for ourselves. Now, I had a talk at Harvard with that man, the senator that died, Moynihan. He had talked about birth control among blacks, and I went to Harvard, and we had a little debate, and I told Mr. Moynihan that, you know, we wanted to be separated from you. We don't see you giving us no justice. So we want some of this earth that we can call our own. And I was telling him that we were willing to go in the underbrush and cut the underbrush down and fell the tree.
Brother Rafi?
Yes, sir. That was the end of the clip, sir.
That's the end of the clip?
That's the end of the clip, sir.
Oh, boy. That didn't even touch it. Wow. Okay. Brother Minister Robert, he touched on point number four. I'm going to go over that real quick. We want our people in America whose parents or grandparents were descendants from slaves to be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of their own, either on this continent or elsewhere. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to provide such land and that the area must be fertile and minerally rich. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to maintain and supply our needs in this separate territory for the next 20 to 25 years until we are able to produce and supply our own needs. Since we cannot get along with them in peace and equality after giving them 400 years of our sweat and blood and receiving in return some of the worst treatment human beings have ever experienced, we believe our contributions to this land and the suffering forced upon us by white America justifies our demand for complete separation in a state or territory of our own. But Mr. Robert, how doable is this in this time in history right now, would you say?
Brother, as you and I watch the time and what must be done every Saturday, brother, it's the Minister Farrakhan is like the thermostat that God is using to turn up the heat.
Come on now.
And everything that comes out of his mouth, it's as if it happens, like, right away. Everything he's saying, brother, is coming out more and more and more. So when you look at this, this is very doable, brother, because everything that we're going through, our people are going through, there's a mood among our people, brother. If we get out among our people, as you say, boots on the ground, there's a mood among our people, brother. They've seen their brother Barack Obama rise, ascend to the ultimate position in this country, yet he's still treated like a big end. It is absolutely, our people have been demoralized on the black man's watch. the city of Detroit went bankrupt.
That's right.
Do we know what that's done to the psyche of black people? So everything in the world is being made to look like black people are incompetent, black people can't handle their own business, and these people that are in government right now, this is the last vestiges of white supremacy. They will not pass an immigration bill because they cannot give these 11 million undocumented people a pathway to citizenship, because if they do, it's going to be brown America right away. They have to destroy all of the black power bases, particularly in the urban areas. So they're coming back from the suburbs, back to the inner cities now, and slowly but surely they're creating these enclaves in downtown. Well, if there are no more opportunities, and as we said in what the Muslims believe, that there aren't enough jobs for their own, and now especially they don't have no job for us, what are they going to do with us? And more importantly, what are we going to do for ourselves? Now, Honorable Elijah Muhammad said he's the first man that's been commissioned by God directly since the death of Yaqub. That means he's Yaqub in reverse. So when you look at this, he says that they should supply our needs for the next 20 to 25 years. That's the same thing Yaqub negotiated with the king, or as it says in the Pittsburgh Courier, Allah visited him in the jail cell.
Yes,
and that's who negotiated the deal to put him on that island. So, brother, what we're watching, and I want you to just think about this, and I'll leave this alone. The minister mentioned in the time what must be done, he said there's a hadith. I know he said he didn't know how reliable it was, but he said it's not a hadith Qudsi, meaning a reliable or holy hadith. But he said that one day a Negro at the head of 10,000 would come and would turn Mecca upside down. Well, there's a Mecca here, and there's a Mecca over there. So I just want to say to us that we're at the point right now, brothers and sisters, and those who are listening on the line, friend or foe, that we will not and cannot cede to another generation the kind of hopelessness, haplessness, and helplessness that we are right now as a generation. We have put our hope in integration. We cannot walk down the street holding hands with Susie or Ken. But in the end, our people, the masses of our people, are suffering. They don't have no hope. They don't have no help. They don't have a hint. But they do have Allah, who loved them so much, he came himself, raised up a messenger, Messiah, and now in the midst of them is their trumpet, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, blasting out the time and what must be done. How doable is this? Brother, this will happen because it is Allah's will, and he's setting the whole stage up. It's either that or Allah is going to destroy this nation and take it from them anyway and give it to us, period. Everything these white folks are building up, whether it's in Baltimore or the rail lines they're building in Dallas or what they're doing in Houston, Brother Jeffrey, Carlos, it really don't matter what they're doing. Allah is allowing them to build all that up because we just going to come in there and tell them, move, get out of here.
That's right.
Go somewhere. I like that. I like this condo. That's real nice. I'll take this one.
Yes, this one
down here, this one down by the Baltimore Harbor, I like that. You
That's
move.
Right.
Going back, go to the hood, go to the row houses you had us relegated to. Allah then gave this to us. You'll see.
Praise be to Allah. But Mr. Carlos, let me come here at point number 10. We believe that intermarriage or race mixing should be prohibited. We want the religion of Islam taught without hindrance or suppression. Interracial marriage, intermarriage or race mixing, what exactly is this talking about? Is this talking about black indigenous? Is this talking about black and whites? Does it make a difference that if they're Muslims, is that allowed because everybody's a Muslim, a believer, that it's okay to marry somebody across racial lines? But what do you say to this point number 10, sir?
Well, I can only relay to our listening audience that which has been relayed to me by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his relationship with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had told him. And
yes, sir.
Those credible sources that we have can put our hands on. I heard Minister Farrakhan say that this was stressed by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad because we have a natural leaning toward our open enemies and the slave master and their children. And he said that this would be the last thing our open enemies would use to throw at us in order to keep themselves here and keep themselves relevant would be their woman. And so because we know that white people come onto the planet through a system of birth control, they would eventually try to use us to keep themselves here. And so the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that we must think for ourselves first. But I heard the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan say, in terms of raising us up to a better standard of living and understanding of who we are as black men, that we must regain the respect from our women. Our black woman has stood by our side through the ups and downs since we set the soles of our feet here in America. But if you can see, she's the first mistreated, she's the first abused, she's the first rejected, and therefore she's out there struggling by herself. So before any of us as black men can start looking into different ethnic groups as an easy route out or in the name of free love, we owe it to our women first to make sure that we marry them and have a beautiful family so that in that we will have a glorious and beautiful future. But if we think that we're in an age where we should just run and marry whoever we find, and this is the age, as I said, of free love, and as you can see, the morality in America has declined so far that we, black people, are suffering the most. And so I believe that we should do as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's deal with ourselves first.
Praise be to Allah. Brother Jeffrey, sir, that brings us right to this point. Brother so beautifully took us right here. Point number 11 in what the Muslims believe. We believe our women should be respected and protected as the women of other nationalities are respected and protected. Brother Jeffrey, sir, how do we accomplish this, sir?
Well, inherent in the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is teaching us and the training that we as FOI received in our class is that our women must be respected and protected. In message to the black man, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that no nation will ever respect us as men as long as we disrespect our women and allow others to disrespect our women. How could we as a nation of men be respected by other nations as long as we allow our women to be disrespected? And so, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us a nation can rise no higher than its woman. So how serious are we in nation building if we allow our women to be disrespected?
All right. All right. Thank you, sir. But Mr. Robin, I got point number 5 here, what the Muslims believe. We believe in the resurrection of the dead, not in physical resurrection, but in mental resurrection. We believe that the so-called Negroes are most in need of mental resurrection. Therefore, they will be resurrected first. Furthermore, we believe we are the people of God's choice, as it has been written, that God would choose the rejected and the despised. We can find no other persons fitting this description in these last days more than the so-called Negroes in America. We believe in the resurrection of the righteous. Brother Minister Robert, what say you, sir?
Brother, that literally is almost a self-explanatory statement.
Yes, sir.
It's hard to comment. It really, the best way to answer that is to read it again.
Yes,
in all
sir.
Honesty, you know, but we are challenged, as the Honorable Louis Farrakhan has made, this student ministry class, we cannot be intellectual cowards. So It is incumbent upon us, if we're going to close the gap and follow the man who's operating in the realm of the time and what must be done. In fact, Farrakhan is the sand in the hourglass. He's the hand on the stopwatch, brother.
Come on now.
Okay, that's who he is. So we are challenged by his level of being not only a master student, but Farrakhan has mastered being a student. So he encourages us to look at things and to look deeper. Well, looking at this, brother, I'm just going to pick up on the last sentence. We believe in the resurrection of the righteous. What does that mean? You know, is that just relegated to those of us who are the descendants of slaves? Or are there righteous all over the planet of all ethnic groups? Hear me. Not by nature, say, but by circumstances and because of the sword of the law, that they don't know any other way of life but to live righteously. How many times, brother, even though we are hardcore black coffee drinking, bean pie eating, bow tie wearing, oils and incense, black Muslims on this line, brother, how many times can all of us bear witness that at some point in time, some white person that we didn't know who the hell they was came and helped us, and they didn't even know why the hell they was helping us? Allah can use anybody he wants to look after his servants. And I submit to you that in the statement it says that we believe we are the people of God's choice. Well, if we're the people of God's choice, then everything in the universe and every creature that walked this earth, their purpose is to serve us if we serve Allah. So we believe in the resurrection of the righteous. We believe that good people everywhere who have fought for freedom, justice, and equality. But Islam is not a religion. It's a way of life, brother. And I'll simply say this, not being an intellectual coward, brother. We cannot build a nation with the structure of a mosque.
That's right.
The mosque structure is for a mosque. A nation structure is for a nation.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to rule, brother, meaning the resurrection of the righteous, when the righteous wake up, they're going to need righteous rulership. So how do we take ourselves out of mosque mentality and put ourselves in nation mentality by looking at those ministries that the minister announced at the Millions More Movement? Brother, he declared a government. We just the ones that haven't caught up to it yet.
Right.
We believe in the resurrection of the righteous, brother, and that's exactly what's getting ready to happen the world over. The righteous are waking up from their grave, and they're listening to the trumpet that's waking them up, and that one is Farrakhan. I close with this. Twitter and social media, we have broken Minister Farrakhan out of jail. The devil had him in jail. We broke him out, brother. The Twitter army has broken Farrakhan out.
That's
not
right.
Only did he trend number one in America, he trended number two worldwide. Imagine that in the midst of what's going on over there in Kenya and the things going on around the world. Marley Cyrus and Justin Bieber and Timberlake and all these other names that pop up in Twitter, Farrakhan between 6 and 7 Central Time and 7 and 8 East Coast Time, Brother Carlos, is trending worldwide and nationally. We have broken Farrakhan out of jail. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Brother Minister Carlos, this point number 12 seems to be something that a lot of our Muslim brothers of say what they call different sects. I don't like using that word with Muslims, but there seems to be a difficulty for them to understand. Could you, sir, take the time to try and explain this to our Muslim brothers tonight and our Christian brothers and sisters, as well as our Jewish brothers and sisters who are listening to this point? Point number 12, we believe that Allah, God, appeared in the person of Master W. Farad Muhammad, July 1930, the long-awaited Messiah of the Christians and the Mahdi of the Muslims. We believe further and lastly that Allah is God, and besides him there is no God, and he will bring about a universal government of peace wherein we all can live in peace together. Brother Mr. Carlos, what say you, sir?
Well, I know we don't have enough time to delve so deep as we could, but I'm like my fellow student minister, Robert. You know, we're not intellectual cowards, but of course, I can say from being with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in many different sets, that he says the reason why he leaves point number 12 on the back page of our paper, as it was previously with Muhammad Speaks, is because it is a source of dialogue among the Muslims, as well as anyone else that wants to come and challenge our position on point number 12, that we believe that Allah appeared in the person of Master W. Farad Muhammad, July 1930. But the thing that we have to look at, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, is the language in which the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stated that. We all want to argue about, you all believe God is a man, even though both Bible and Quran speak of such. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that we cannot make Allah, the Supreme Being, anything other than what he has been, and that is a human being. But he said that we believe that Allah appeared to us in the person of Master W. Farad Muhammad. So it is the Almighty God, as we see in Scripture, that is able. Brother Robert just finished talking about it. God can send who he pleases. God can manifest in whom he pleases. God can send a message in whom he pleases. Mm-hmm. And we believe that that salvation, that eternal life that the Scripture speaks of, came to us in the identity of Master Farad Muhammad in 1930. A man born of a woman, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad never taught us that he was the creator or the originator of the heavens and the earth. And so we must look deeper into that, because we cannot continue to make God to be some spook object. We can't make him a spook in Islam, and we certainly cannot continue to make him a spook in Christianity. And so the Muslim world, all Muslims are saying they're waiting for the coming and the return of Mahdi. Everybody's searching for Mahdi. And in the Christian language, we're looking for the Messiah. But the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that what we really also should pay close attention to is that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad closed that point with, we believe further and lastly that Allah is God, and besides him, there is no God, and he will bring about a universal government of peace wherein we can all live in peace together. What is that saying? Allah is not just the God of the Muslims. Allah is the God or the Lord of all the worlds. And so we are only stating that we were visited by God in the person of Master Farad Muhammad so that we could become what we were destined to become, and that is the fulfillment of Scripture, because the black man and woman are the fulfillment of the lost sheep in the Bible, the lost people, the children of Israel in both the Bible in the Quran. And so as I close this point, because I know people would say, well, that's just a bunch of rhetoric, but there's an old saying, you know, you can say that you love the apple from that tree. Malcolm used to say it all the time. But how can you love that apple and then hate the tree that produced it? What was the result of what this mystery man in the beginning came and gave to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? What was it about what he was taught? And how could this man come and give the Honorable Elijah Muhammad knowledge? And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had a third or fourth grade education from the rural South, which is really to state he had no formal schooling at all. And this man from Sandersville, Georgia, with the wisdom that his teacher gave him, began to change the poverty and the overall condition of his people that he began to teach. Not only was he changing us, after we heard the message, we began to change our people too. And so when we speak of the resurrection, are we speaking about resurrection after we're dead and we're going to come back to life? Or are we already a spiritually and mentally dead people that Brother Robert just dealt with in point number 5, and that this truth that we need to wake us up out of this grave and this mental death came to us from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? How can I speak with so much juice about that? Because I know I was spiritually and mentally dead before I heard the message of Islam coming from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his ministers. And if that message, and it did, woke a dead brother, an ignorant brother, a nappy-headed brother like me up, then I'm clear that only God could come with that kind of message to get us up out of this condition that we're in. But there's so much more that we could speak on this subject, and that's why it's on the back page of the paper, so that we can continue to dialogue with the Muslim world on this concept, because one thing is true. You can say that we're not real Muslims because we believe that, but it's clear that somebody came and taught us, and you can't deny it was absolutely the will of Allah that caused us to come up out of this condition and be Muslims here in North America. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Praise be to Allah. Brother Jeffrey, we're going to go ahead with this point here, sir. We believe in the judgment. We believe this first judgment will take place as God reveals in America. Sir, what is the judgment to the listening audience out there tonight? Could you please explain point number 6 of what the Muslims believe?
Yes, sir. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan taught us that the problems of America and the world cannot be solved until the problem of the black man and woman who have suffered here in this country for over 450 years now is solved. See, America's inability and lack of any desire to even recognize and attempt to address the problems of black people in any real way is the reason why God's judgment and the calamities that we see from East Coast to West Coast are befalling this nation. And everything that they have tried to do, and I would say as a token way of distraction, deceit, including what was mentioned earlier with integration, all of these tricks that they have played over time that really have not addressed the problem in America with black people. See, God has given us a divine solution, Allah, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, gave to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad the solution to the problem of black people here in America. It is the solution that God used in the scripture with the children of Israel in Egypt, where he raised up a man, Moses, and told him that the children of Israel should be separated from their former slave masters. And when Pharaoh was unwilling to let the children of Israel go, then everything that Moses and Aaron, his spokesperson, told Pharaoh God would bring about as a result of his disobedience, it came to pass. Here in America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stood for many, many years, and now his greatest student, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, continues to make the call to America that we must separate. And so it's beautiful to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan rolling out the economic blueprint. That is the solution to the problem of black people in America. That is going to solve our problem when we are able to do for ourselves. You know, we look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad saying we should be separated in a separate state or territory of our own, that our former slave masters should support us for the next 20 to 25 years, and people say, well, that will never happen. Well, we've been supporting Israel for over 50 years. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad only asked for 20 to 25 in a separate state or territory of our own. If we had gotten freedom, justice, and equality, we wouldn't even have to talk about separation. But because they refuse to acknowledge and to recognize and to actually do, obey what God has given to us as a solution, you see America is under divine chastisement. That's the judgment of God on America and on this world. This entire world is being destroyed right now, and the man who is leading the charge in that is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We're literally watching a single man every Saturday at 6 o'clock speak words, no weapons, No, he can't. They can't charge us with having weapons of mass destruction other than the truth. We don't have any biological or any chemical weapons. But the truth that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is speaking and the way he is absolutely exposing Satan's plan to depopulate the entire world, to kill millions of people, he is actually bringing down an entire world right before us. And so we're just thankful to Allah that we, our eyes have been opened, as Brother Carlos said, that he has, we are awakened, little nappy head, boys who were dead and deaf, dumb, and blind, and now we're able to see that all of this that's going on around us is part of the fulfillment of what was written in the scripture. And so we're thankful to Allah for that. And, you know, we have to gain our freedom. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, real freedom comes through self-development. And so this is what the economic blueprint will allow us to do. As the baby comes forth from the womb, after it develops itself beyond the womb's capacity to hold it, we will gain true freedom, a full and complete freedom, when we are able, in our own separate state or territory, when we are able to develop ourselves beyond our open enemy, our former slave masters and their children's ability to control us. And so all praise is due to Allah. The judgment, the calamities, the fires, the earthquakes, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the superstorm Sandy, flooding in one part of the country, drought in another part of the country like Texas that is destroying the wheat crops, fires in one part. America is a country that is now receiving the chastisement from God in a way that every natural disaster that takes place all over the world takes place right here in America, and the frequency and the intensity seems to increase every day. So as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan continues to speak, we look for it to get worse before it gets better. And so we're in the time of the judgment of God, and it's happening all around us.
Thank you, Brother Jeffrey. This is going to be the last point of the night for this part of the program, and this will go to Brother Minister Robert. We want the government of the United States to exempt our people from all taxation as long as we are deprived of equal justice under the laws of the land. Brother Minister Robert, what say you, sir?
Well, I just quote the founders of this nation. Taxation without representation is tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
It's tyranny, brother. To make me pay taxes for something when I don't get equal representation, I don't get justice under the law, I pay for police departments that kill us in the street, I pay for a judiciary that railroads us, I pay for an educational system that kills our children, I'm paying for an executive branch that absolutely cuts us out of contracts. I'm paying for a legislative branch that legislates us out of our injustice. What the hell am I paying taxes for?
Mm-hmm.
So we want exemption from taxation. If you're not going to give us a piece of the action, then don't use my money to do whatever you want to do. If you take my money, then you have a responsibility to be responsive to my needs and my wants. So this is the basis of this, dear brother. You know, we should not allow them to continue to take from us, and then they don't give equal in terms of the benefits of living in this society. And I close this point with this point. As Brother Jeffrey and Brother Carlos have pointed out, the time and what must be done, and us going to Alabama, to Tuskegee.
Right.
Alabama. Now, it's very important that every soul that's listening to us on this line, that we be stacked and packed in Alabama like they ain't never seen us before.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And why is that? And why is that? That is because we have to go back and revisit some of those ancestors that we have ignored or allowed our enemy to cause us to ignore, like Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington made a statement, brother, and I'll quote it. He said, "We must reinforce our arguments with results." See, we're at the point right now, brother, that documentation and demonstration beats conversation. As Brother Carlos said in pointing out what the Muslims believe, point number 12, he said, yeah, this might sound like rhetoric, but we're going to show you. It's like when your mama and daddy, when you were acting bad, And they told me, now, I told you now, be quiet. And you kept on going, blah, 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 blah. I told you now, be quiet. Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, why you hit me? Because I can show you better than tell you. Well, it's time now that we show you better than tell you what we've been trying to tell you all along. You're not going to get freedom for these people. You're not going to get justice from these people. You're not going to get equality from these people. That's something you have to give to yourself.
Okay.
$1.1 trillion come out of this economy, brother. $1.1 trillion. We would be the 15th richest nation on earth, ahead of Australia, Turkey. And these people got militaries, governments, and whatnot. And yet we're sitting around here, man, homeless, carrying out signs. I ain't lying. Give me a dollar. I need a beer. I mean, we're standing on the corner begging for money, and we got $1.1 trillion that comes through our hands. Oh, no, brother, we need to cut these folk off by pooling our resources and doing something for ourselves. There's an old saying, brother, that whenever somebody draws a circle to keep you out, you draw a bigger circle to keep them in. Farrakhan has freed us, brother. He's made friends for us. Or the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has made friends for him, and he has made friends for us all over the earth, brother. The world is waiting for the black man to wake up and to take his rightful place at the lead of nations. The only question is we who say we follow Farrakhan, when are we going to get into nation-building mode? Brother Carlos Muhammad is one of the most important building blocks of this nation. Why do I say that? Because he is an archivist. He is a companion of the apostle in terms of Brother Akbar. His archive, his archive is second to none in terms of the material that he is gathering that give us a documented basis of our nation, primary source documents, so that when we write our books, not some Jewish publican
right.
house or some
right.
pro-Malcolm anti-Nation of Islam people, but we can go into his archive and through primary documentation document our own history to refute the madness that
right.
is out there in terms of the bloodstream, the knowledge bloodstream of people misquoting us and then misquoting them. So therefore, that misquotation continues on in perpetuity.
Right.
Brother Jeffrey is important there in Dallas, brother, because see, we're in the Lone Star State, he and I. And to help you understand that these people in Texas, as you're looking at this Senator Ted Cruz, we're riding a horse of a different color, brother. And if you go back and watch that Buzz Anderson interview, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said he gave me a Holy Quran and he gave me a picture of Texas. That slipped past me a couple times until I heard that one time. I said, what? He gave me a picture of Texas. Well, why did the Master Prophet Muhammad give the Honorable Elijah Muhammad a picture of Texas? What is it about Texas?
Come
and
on,
it's
now.
Mindset, it's mentality. That it we got bumper stickers in Texas that says, I'm from Texas, what country you from?
Right.
So we have to look at our enemy. We have to look at what's going on. And in the context of the time and what must be done, we've got to realize, brother, that each and every one of us plays a part in absolutely freeing our people and freeing humanity. It's nation time. We got to get out of this Islam in a box thought and understand that even our Islamic world has gone off. We need to help them, too.
That's
but
right.
First, we must
right.
help ourselves.
Right.
We can't help anybody until we help ourselves. And so I'm not for paying taxes to a government that won't take care of us. However, I'm not advocating. That's not policy. I'm not advocating that you be foolish enough not to pay your taxes. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if the A team, which is the FBI, don't get you, the B team will. Because if the IRS is like this, you're guilty till proven innocent or you're innocent till proven broke.
Pay your taxes. That's right. Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Brother Robert, sir. We're going to give the panel a 5-minute pause for the cause because we have got to see what the soldiers are doing with their boots on the ground report. Brother Rafi, let's see what the soldiers are doing around the country in our boots on the ground report. Well, let's go down to Fort Worth, Texas. That's right. The soldiers of peace, the fruit of Islam, got their boots on the ground. with the final call newspaper. Shout out, soldiers. St. Petersburg, Florida. Yes, Muhammad's got the devil on the run with the final call news in St. Petersburg, Florida. Shout out, soldiers. Columbus, Georgia. Yes, the soldiers of peace in Columbus, Georgia, are getting ready to receive the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan as they're helping to prepare the way for Tuskegee. Shout out, soldiers. Keep up the good work. San Francisco, California. Yes, the soldiers of San Francisco got their boots on the ground with the final call news. Shout out, soldiers. Phoenix, Arizona. Muhammad's got the devil on the run in Phoenix, Arizona with the final call newspaper. Atlanta, Georgia. Muhammad's mosque, number 15, is preparing the way in the southern region for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for October 20th and the 19th. Getting ready for the Holy Day of Atonement is the Soldiers of Peace, the FOI in Atlanta, preparing the way. Shout out, soldiers. Benton Harbor, Michigan. Soldiers in Benton Harbor got their boots on the ground. Shout out, soldiers. St. Louis, Missouri. Yes. Can't forget St. Louis. Keep up the good work, St. Louis. We see you. Shout out, soldiers. But our number one goes to Chicago, Illinois. Yes, fast moving, fast thinking, right down to the modern time. Shout out, Chicago. This is a salute to the soldiers of peace, the fruit of Islam, who got their boots on the ground and backing the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan with the final call. Shout out to the soldiers around the world, Africa, Belize, Trinidad, Barbados, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Australia, London, England, France. Shout out, soldiers, to join the soldiers of peace, the fruit of Islam. Just call 773-324-6000 and ask for the office of the FOI. And fall in, soldiers, we got work to do. Welcome back to the Farrakhan Speaks Roundtable Talks. We are now coming to the hour, the time, and what must be done, the series by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Brother Student Minister Carlos, all I can say is wow. Sir, could you give us a talking point so far that sticks out at you from the time and what must be done?
Well, first and foremost, I think all of us feel the same way you do. It's just like, wow, amazing.
Yes.
But this is what the time has brought us to, and this is what the time has brought our beloved Minister Farrakhan to, and the way that God is using him in this modern time. I know that Brother Robert has been following the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for a very long time, since the 80s. I know that Brother Minister Jeffrey has been following the minister since the 80s and myself since the late 80s into the early 90s and into this modern time that we're in. And so all of us on this line have been blessed, including yourself, Brother Jihad, to watch the minister evolve. And so what we're watching is a matured Minister Farrakhan, but really in truth, it's a grown-up Elijah Muhammad in him. Mm-hmm. And so these two, Master Farrakhan Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the two sources of power that are backing our beloved Minister Farrakhan up, we're watching that being demonstrated every single Saturday. And I'll just close on this point. Just last Saturday, when we watched, in particular the last 2 weeks, but definitely last Saturday, To all of our listening audience and those that love the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and those that have been following and listening to our beloved man of God all of these years, and somewhat sometimes we might want to treat the minister like he's entertainment and like he it's something that we want to tune into so that maybe the minister can get on somebody and make us feel good about ourselves. I want you to listen to me and listen to me clear. What Minister Farrakhan did last Saturday, I know the enemy is listening, and I know the enemy is watching each and every week, and they deem Minister Farrakhan more dangerous than ever based on the way the minister was talking last Saturday, and I'm going to tell you why. Because what the minister was telling us and what the minister was warning and guiding us into and warning us about was for our own survival. And
yes,
not
absolutely.
Just survival as black people, but survival for a dumbed-down nation and a dumbed-down world that is under the rule of Satan. And so I don't want us to think that, wow, well, you know, the minister, I need him to be excited and passionate, you know, and fire down this truth, you know, and that's the only way that we'll open up our ears and open up our hearts to what our man of God has to say. No, trust me, McDonald's is shaking right now. Burger King is shaking.
Yes.
The pharmaceutical companies are shaking. All of those companies that know that they are in line and in tow with government order to help destabilize populations through food and through water and through medication and vaccines have been put on notice. And so I hope that black people in particular are listening to everything that the minister is saying, and especially those of us that claim to be his followers, because
yes,
what he lifted from books that we have on our shelves that are collecting dust and books that we know have the truth in them to our survival. But you look at the beautiful way that God guided him to lift the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from How to Eat to Live. How could we deny that God taught that man when that man saw everything that we're going through right now as we speak, right down to genetically modified food, that which was not even a phenomenon when he penned How to Eat to Live. But it was something that God gave him insight to, and that is the order of the day right now. The messenger talked about the poisons in the water. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about these chemicals such as sodium and fluoride and all of these things, and the minister, in his beautiful way, gave us this divine word, and going a little over the hour, and we don't mind because we really could sit there for 3, 4, 5, or 6 hours and take that up. But the question that we all have to ask ourselves, what are we going to do each and every week after we hear the minister give us more and more of the wisdom of God and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? We got to get up and do something to back his words up.
Absolutely, sir. Brother, Mr. Jeffrey, do you have a talking point? What sticks out at you, sir, thus far? Any points of the time and what must be done, sir?
Well, sir, I would chime in with Brother Student Minister Carlos and yourself and just say, wow, we are witnessing nothing less than God and Satan in the final showdown. And this is what we see. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is standing toe-to-toe. He's going toe-to-toe with the absolute rulers of this world, and he's exposing them at the root.
That's right.
And so, as Brother Minister Mr. Carlos is saying, the minister is giving us everything that we need to save our own lives and encouraging us at the same time to get busy in the mission of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to get this wisdom, to get this knowledge to our people. We should be working every day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and all day Saturday up until 6 o'clock, to try to make sure that as many of our people as possible are tuned in to hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We should be using our Twitter and our Facebook pages to make sure that all of those who follow us or friend us on Facebook and Twitter are aware that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be speaking, because the wisdom that he's given absolutely is that wisdom that will save our lives. And so in my further study of what the minister, you know, when the minister gives us something, we should get up and go to work looking into it. And so, you know, this memorandum from Kissinger, and as part of it, the development of a worldwide political and popular commitment to population stabilization and its associated improvement of individual quality of life. This whole idea that we're going to improve the quality of individual life by reducing the overall population on the earth. We see all of this going on around us every day. This social engineering where homosexuality and lesbianism is introduced into the society and is now so popular. This is not a coincidence. Where abortion that takes place in the clinics all over America, where we lose more black people in 1 week in abortion clinics than we lose all year to AIDS, to heart attack, to drug abuse, to gang violence. Yes, all of those are problems, but we're losing more black babies in a week in an abortion clinic all over America than we lose to all of those other problems that we have in our community.
Right.
And that is absolutely a part of the plan of the enemy as outlined in part of his strategy. He didn't just come up with an idea. He went to work to put in place a delivery system for his idea. And part of his idea, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has told us, to go throughout the world with these vaccinations. Well, we remember this came out in 1974. I was 7 years old. But by 1985, with the Live Aid concert in Wembley Stadium in London, we remember they took our brothers, Run DMC, as a part of that, and they stepped on stage at Live Aid wearing their Adidas. And that's part of their whole idea to make it popular among the people. They were supposed to be helping children in Ethiopia. Our people are steadily dying everywhere, as Minister Farrakhan said. They go, and the places that have the largest vaccination rates, those are the places where the AIDS virus and other illnesses are in disproportion on the African continent and other what we consider third world countries. So we are absolutely dealing with an enemy that cannot be trusted. And if we don't get anything else from what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is saying to us and what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has been saying to us for over 80 years now, is that we're dealing with a psychopath, with an open enemy who absolutely cannot be trusted. You like Krispy Kreme donuts. You like Dunkin' Donuts. We like frosty sugared cereals. We like Pop-Tarts. We like all of those things that Honorable Elijah Muhammad has already warned us against in How to Eat to Live. Fluoridated water was used by Hitler to sterilize and sedate the Jews. The Germans and the Russians used fluorinated water in the prison camps, in during the times of war, to make the prisoners not only calm or to sedate them and make them docile, but to make them dumb. You're committing a light lobotomy, whenever you introduce, according to the scientists, low doses of fluoride in the water system, and people begin to intake that, digest that, take it into their systems in the water, you're actually having a funnel lobotomy where you're being dumbed down. I mean, what the minister is giving is not just black people, but America as a whole. The people have been so dumbed down that the wisdom that the minister is giving is absolutely shaking up all of America and all of the world. Satan, I mean, we say Muhammad got the devil on the run. That's right. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is exposing them at the core. So those are some of the things that stuck out to me, and then I did the research on some of these fast food chains. If you have a plan to depopulate the world, then you need a delivery system. McDonald's, 68 million customers every day in 119 countries around the world. McDonald's has 32,400 restaurants serving chemicalized death. Gross $77.38 billion. This is in 1 year. Taco Bell, $5.2 billion, 5.5 million customers every day in the U.S., 5,800 restaurants. Kentucky Fried Chicken, $15 billion in 2011, 18,800 restaurants serving death to people. Pizza Hut in 2011, $10 billion, 10,000 restaurants. Burger King, 12,250 restaurants in 73 countries in 2011, gross $9 billion. And the list goes on and on. You look at Dunkin' Donuts, $6 billion, $9,700. You mean to tell me that people will wake up early in the morning and go to Krispy Kreme Donuts to get in a long line? And you mean you don't know that you're addicted to something? The minister said the chemist that came into the barbershop and said that the chemicals in the sugar that introduces cancer to the body and also acts to sterilize and also has an addicting agent or factor, mm-hmm. property, that is absolutely the wisdom that we need right now, all of the people, to understand why we do and say some of the crazy things we do and say here in this country. And so, I mean, it is so broad, and the minister is covering so much territory in 1 hour that if all you can get excited about is just fired up, you know, excited. No, we need to sit and listen to what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is giving us. And then once we listen at 6 o'clock, we need to play it over and over and over and over again.
Right.
Because there is so much in every power-packed hour that the minister has given us. Absolutely, God has come. He's given us the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And anyone who does not believe that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is a divine servant from God in our midst today, just stay tuned and we'll see it manifested in just a few minutes.
Praise be to Allah. Brother Minister Robert, this is something, sir. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talked about the AIDS pandemic in Zimbabwe. It's killing 20,000 blacks a month. 5,000 a week, but not the whites. He said about the third world nations, those nations trust the scholars and scientists of the Western world or white people who claim to want to help them. There are many white people who are sincere, and they are the front that are being used to open the door for the sincere satanic mind to enter the practice to practice evil under a claimed noble motive. Then he also, sir, Brother Robert, he also talked about the Congo and the vaccination, the vaccines that hit the Congo, where in Zaire, he said 36,878,000. Zambia, 19,060,000. Tanzania, 14,972,000. Uganda, 11,616,000. Malawi, 8,118,000. Rwanda, 3,382,000. Burundi, 3,274,000. Hit with the vaccines. What say you, Brother Mr. Robert?
Brother, I go back to what the Honorable Louis Farrakhan said. He said that depopulation is U.S. government policy. What's at the root of it, brother? What's at the root of it is simply this. White people know that their population is at zero population growth. And they know that dark people are growing and growing and growing. Now, here's the fundamental mathematical problem, brother. America has 5% of the world population, but consumes 30% of the world's resources. And there's 20% of the people that live in the so-called westernized developed nations who consume 80% of the available resources. So now that the dark people of the world are waking up, brother, how is that 80% of the people who are waking up going to live in a world when they only have access to 20% of the resources? It just ain't going to work. So what's the solution? The solution is let's get rid of them 80% of them people. So did you know, brother, let's look at America, that rural residents of the United States now account for just 16% of the nation's population, the lowest ever in comparison to the population's share of rural America in 1910, which was 72%. Did you know that this is the first time in history, at least these 6,000 years, where more people lived in urbanized areas than live in the countryside? 52% of all people now live in cities. In Africa, 39.6% live in cities. In Asia, 45% live in cities. In Europe, 72.9% live in cities. In the Caribbean, 67%. Central America, 72.4%. South America, 83.1%. North America, 82.2%. And Australia and New Zealand, 88.7%. That's according to the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs. So the question has to be then, who the hell is feeding us?
Mm-hmm.
Who is feeding us? And if we look at it, we got Cargill, Monsanto, Archer Daniels and Midland, DuPont. All of these people control the seeds. Can you imagine, brother? Look at what the Holy Quran tells us, brother, what charity is like. Charity is like a kernel of corn that you plant in the ground. From it comes a stalk, and from that stalk comes 7 ears, and on every 7 ears there's 100 kernels. So your yield is like 700 fold. These wicked demons are so much, they go into a kernel of corn and make it so that that kernel of corn cannot reproduce itself, but you have to come to them to get that kernel of corn that will reproduce or grow you a kernel. How do these people patent living organisms and get a patent and the president sign a law that if these genetically modified organisms harm you, you can't sue Monsanto? Brother, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, this is like WWF Championship Wrestling, brother. He's jumping off the top rope. He's jumping off the top rope. The minister is every Saturday, he's jumping off the top rope, man, on these jokers, man.
Yes,
I
sir.
I mean, he's hitting them with the atomic elbow. I mean, you can name anything you want to name, he's hitting them with. And then, again, what the brothers have said, Brother Carlos and Brother Jeffrey have said, the minister got us opening up the books. Man, he hit me with page 107 of How to Eat to Live, book 2, man. I went back to that. I said, Dan, who put this chapter in here?
Right.
I thought I'd read this 1,000 times. Dang! The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is talking about DDT, diphenyl, trichloroethylene. I can't even, I got damn near PhD and I can't pronounce this stuff. But this stuff is put on the insects. The messenger put it in very simple language. But it kills the insects. The birds that eat the insects, they die. So there was a book written by a Caucasian woman by the name of Rachel Carson that is said to have launched the environmental movement called Silent Spring, because you didn't hear the birds chirping because they were spraying this DDT on the crops to kill the insects who love the same food we love, and it was getting in the food chain. Brother, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and Brother Jeffrey and Brother Carlos have absolutely elucidated this subject, because, brother, the truth of the matter is we could be talking about part one right now. In fact,
right,
we could be teaching a year-long lecture series on part one.
That's right.
Yes.
Listen to me. Part one, brother, we're up to 37, and all we're doing is just grabbing little pieces of it. But, brother, if you took everything that the minister was saying, the sources that he dealt with, and the further sources to bear witness, what was Minister Farrakhan doing for us, brother? Instead of it just being the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, and you could take it or let it alone, he said the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us X, and look at what the scientists in this world say. They back him up 1,000%. Do you know what the white man is doing right now? He's fulfilling the Holy Quran. Whereas on that day, the devil will say, when the matter is decided, the devil will say, I promise you a promise. Hey, God promised you a promise of truth, and I promise you a failure. He said, but blame me not. I had no authority over you except for I called and you obeyed. So he is clearing himself. He is letting you know, you know what? Yeah, I deceived you, and I'm going to put it in plain sight. He's producing movies like Food, Inc., all these Michael Moore movies, The Love of Capitalism, and Bowling and Columbine. These white folk are telling on themselves. And what we got to do, brother, is listen to Farrakhan. If we listen to Farrakhan and do more than just imitate him, instead of trying to part our hair like him,
Walk
like him, wear clothes like him, you know, hold our head like him, point and talk hard like him. If we were trying to replicate his love for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we replicate our love for him like he has done by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, then what I'm telling you, brother, is we will begin to produce those results. Let me close this point with this, and again, going back to time, what must be done. Brother, time and what must be done go together. We miss the telecom boom. When they deregulated the telecom industry, Negroes went out and were still opening up beeper shops where white folk had moved on. We missed the dot-com boom, brother. We missed it. We started getting monkey hustles like, yeah, see, get on my website and see, get 10 other people to get on my website and you get yours free. We missed that, brother. Them boys done built a world out of Google and Twitter.
Right.
And they're billionaires. Young people are billionaires that they passed us by. So we missed that. We missed the real estate boom, brother. When we started monkey hustling, you know, that's a movie with Yaka Kotto and I think Rudy Ray Moore is in that. But I use that term. Go look it up, monkey hustling. It's just hustling. It's just full crap hustling.
Yes, sir.
We start hustling houses, flipping houses, raising up the property values or artificially inflating the values of the homes in our own communities by us hustling and sucking equity out of houses and then flipping them, you know, trying to be slick. When a white man bundled all of those toxic mortgages, sold them all around the world, made money, and we don't even know where that $700 billion that we just gave the daggone bankers went. We don't even know where that money the banksters we gave to them, and the doggone Federal Reserve gave them another $15 trillion. We don't know where it went. That was off the books. So the minister tells us time what must be done, brother. I'm gonna tell you one thing we can't miss. We cannot miss this green boom. White folks are telling each other, brother, we're in transition right now. We have hit peak oil. We no longer can depend on a carbon based economy. We're going to have to make a transition and live a low-carbon lifestyle. So this is why they want the inner city, because they want walkable, dense living environments. Yes, we want the big house with the yard, and that's going to be nice. But the truth of the matter is, dear brother, is that that is an unsustainable lifestyle, particularly when gas goes up to $10 a gallon. See, so they know they're coming back to NC. Brother Carlos can look and see right there in Dallas around those rail lines. He can see in Houston. It's the same thing in every major city in this country. It's happening. What's happening in Chicago, making it the murder capital of the world, is on purpose. They're going to clean Negroes out of certain sections of that city, and then they're going to bring white folks back inside the loop. The investors will come back inside the loop, just like the white folks finance the outward expansion of the suburbs. Government policy facilitated it with the Interstate Highway Act, mortgages, long-term mortgages, insurance, and all of that, so that they could build after World War II these suburbs that now we are out there living in them. And go to D.C. D.C., when we were there at the Million Man March, was a doggone black town. It ain't now. Ask Brother Carlos. Ask Brother Cardia.
That's right.
You got white folk walking their poodles down the daggone street in Southeast, like where they would be afraid to be seen
at
dusk. So I'm saying to us, Brother, Farrakhan is the calendar, the page on the calendar that's being torn off right now. We better take note of what he's saying. We better pay close attention. And as Brother Jeffrey has said and Brother Carlos has said, when he says something, make note of it and go look it up and fact check it for yourself and get additional sources. It will make your conversation in the barbershop and when we talk about boots on the ground, when the fruit go out with the paper, and it gave the people a conversation, and they said, well, what's in that paper? And you begin breaking that down in the barbershop, or you sitting in the barber's chair, some preacher sitting next to you, and says something crazy about the minister, about Islam, and you bust them out with what the minister's saying on time, what must be done, tell man, you'll be sounding like a Rhodes Scholar.
Right.
Yes.
And you ain't even finished high school. Brother, please. The minister,
yes,
the minister is absolutely, brother. I'm just trying to hold on to his shoelaces as he's flying away, brother. We got to close the gap, brother.
Yes.
He is absolutely in a whole other dimension, and we got to be unafraid to go in it with him, to walk out there on that water like him. Don't take our eye off the master and walk the water like Farrakhan is walking the water, brother. He's walking the water, man. He's walking the water. We need to get
out
the water and come to the master and don't take our eyes off the master so we begin sinking. I'm sorry, man. I got fired up, man. Just
come on now.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
On this line, man.
Yes,
I'm in love.
It's
I'm
all right.
I'm in love, man. I'm in love. I'm not in love. I'm growing more and more in love with our people, more and more with God, and more with our purpose. I just want to say, you know, we are trying to be disciples of Minister Farrakhan.
That's right.
What you got on the line, Brother Jihad, are disciples. We are trying to be disciples. But there comes a time when those disciples become apostles.
Right.
Right.
And if you read the book of Acts, the book of Acts ain't called the book of Acts, it's the Acts of the Apostles.
That's right.
And you got to go back to John 14 and 12, where Jesus tells his apostles, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works than you shall do, because I go unto the Father. So that means that we're going to do what Farrakhan is doing, and we're going to do greater works when we wake up and realize what it is that we had in our midst, which is the Holy Spirit itself in the terms of the person of the Honorable Minister Louis Vaughn.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Brother Minister Carlos, here's one here. This is something. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that everywhere that I have traveled throughout this earth where black people live, I have observed that black people are not producing food to feed our population. In nations such as Africa, the Caribbean, and Central and South America, why are the Caribbeans buying their food from America, from Australia, from England, from Europe, France? Brother Carlos, sir, what say you?
Well, this has become a situation that for many that may not have ever been blessed or may not get a chance to travel outside the United States, all of us that have been blessed to at least leave the continental United States and maybe visit some of the islands of the Caribbean or go to another continent can see the influence not just of America and the European powers around the world, but in particular the influence of black people from America on our people in these different countries. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean are suffering from the same trends and from the same problems that we face here in America because their youth want to imitate Bloods and Crips and gangs and be drug dealers and rappers and all of these kind of things. And one of the things that I saw in traveling in some aspects of the Caribbean is that the people that come there from Europe and other places in America that develop tourism and have our poor young brothers and sisters working as waitresses and waiters and cooks for $5 US a day. It starts a situation where in these countries, if you do not work or have money, you do not eat. And this is all the more why we're raising the question, what happened to our people's ability to go out in the backyard like grandma and grandpa used to do and have that little garden and have that chicken coop out there in the backyard, because even in those days we were poor, but we always had something to eat. And so I believe what has happened to us is what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been saying on the time and what must be done. We've been deceived, and we don't know we've been deceived, and if we have been deceived, then we have, there's a deceiver. And we've been deceived into believing that the way that we should live our lives is to be dependent on another people or another situation to provide for us what we could really provide for ourselves. And I want to just revisit something that Brother Robert was talking about earlier when you asked him the question about whether or not is it even possible for us to have some land that we can call our own, and separating and having this reality that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about. Absolutely it is. Because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told us in 2009, I believe, we were in Memphis, if history serves me correct, for the Holy Day of Atonement, and he introduced for us in that message that America was for sale. And he went down and showed us how bridges are for sale, roads are for sale, but not only that, even more greater, land was for sale. And he's been on this theme for years and years, that America is for sale. And so now he's telling us that the biggest investment that we must make is in land, because we don't have to wait for America now to give us 8 or 10 states, even though she owes us the whole country. We can pool our resources and do this for ourselves right there in Houston, Texas, right there in Dallas. And these two brothers on the line have shown us through the example of going and getting, even though it's not millions of acres, but we start with what we can get. And so you have cows and raw milk and raw products coming from the milk being produced down there in Houston and in Dallas, and the food co-ops and these things, not just there, but in many other cities. But these were models that I personally saw happening. So the minister showing us we got to get together and get our earth back and get some land back so that we can produce food for ourselves. But you're right. You go to these other countries in Africa and in the Caribbean where they got what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, minerally and fertile rich. You could spit on it and something would come up out of it. But they've been so far dumbed down and deceived that they're trying to imitate us and our ignorance in America, and are now losing the cultures that were rich in them coming from their grandparents is now slowly fading away. And so this enemy has been successful in getting us to be solely dependent on him instead of us being dependent on ourselves. And I close with this. This is the beauty of the time and what must be done. And I want to thank my two colleagues in the ministry, and thank you, Brother Minister Robert. I love you and I respect you, and I love and respect you more just hearing you tonight. And the same goes for you, Brother Jeffrey, because I know that this has been a tremendous hard road for all of us that have been attempting to be disciples of this mighty man of God. But we've hung in there by the grace of God, but also by the mercy of God coming through Minister Farrakhan, because he sees more in us sometimes than we see in ourselves. But everyone that has heard your voices and heard my voice and heard all of the ministers' voices across this country, if it saved one of our people, then God is going to bless us. And may Allah continue to bless you two brothers. And thank you both for allowing me to become a part of the Twitter army along with the fellow ministers in the Nation of Islam, because we have been blessed to back our minister up each and every week and in many different aspects of what he's trying to do. And I told Brother Jesse, I said, look, man, sometimes I just feel like I'm not the quickest typist. You know, I'm not good at typing words fast. But what I do is I do have an arsenal of archives that can serve as air support for the Twitter army and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to show people around the country exactly what our minister is trying to say from a historical standpoint. So every brother and every sister in the nation that has ever retweeted any post that I've done, and no, Brother Robert, and I know you saying it, it's not my archives, it's the nation's archives. It's just in my stewardship, and I ask that Allah protect me so that I can protect it so that the nation can have it. And in God willing, in a few days, you'll see that in a bigger way as we will be have a chance to show. So thank you, Brother Jihad, for that question.
Yes, sir.
Ameen.
Yes, sir.
Ameen.
Praise be to Allah. Brother Jeffrey Stern, brother, just led right into this next segue here for you. Farming is the engine of our national life. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that farming is the first profession that he, God, introduced to man. God gave Adam earth, but in the breathing into Adam, his spirit, he had to give him the knowledge to do what he asked him to do. If Adam was to dress the garden, he needed the knowledge of how to cultivate what he had been given. So the gift of God to man was earth, and also the knowledge of how to dress it. And the second profession after farming is animal husbandry. Brother Minister Jeffrey, what say you to this point, sir?
Well, yes, sir. I say first to Brother Student Minister Carlos that I love you too, brother, and your work in archiving and the pictures is invaluable. And
absolutely.
We're in the colleges and the universities talking to our young brothers and sisters who are many of them the same age as we were when we first heard
right.
Mr. Farrakhan. You know, being able to show them a label of a can of peas that came from a factory set up by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad bears witness that we have a man in our midst, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, taught by a man who built a nation among our people. And so,
right.
Brother, you know, I thank Allah for having such a politically astute but spiritual regional minister in Brother Robert. And so I'm really honored to be on the call tonight with these two brothers. You know, God, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan taught us, the first two professions was farming and animal husbandry. And so we see that in the two brothers, Cain and Abel. One who was a tiller of the ground and one who raised animals. But he also gave them the knowledge. You have to have the knowledge. I remember the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan explaining to us how when America gives aid to these foreign countries, they don't give them inside of the agreement. In the agreement, when they receive the aid, they were not able, I believe he was mentioning Gambia and some of the other countries, they can't buy the large farming equipment that they need in order to do the farming in the country to raise the food that they need to feed their own people. Even though they have fertile land under their feet, they can't use the money to buy the farming equipment that they could use to actually develop the land. And so one of the things the minister pointed out in his lecture is that our brother Will Allen, see, we can't use the same methods that our former slave masters and their children are using. And what our brother Will Allen and the money that the Nation of Islam spent sending brothers and sisters from all over the country to Wisconsin, to Growing Power, Inc., to learn, you know, that is the way you properly take care of the earth. So he had to dress it and keep it. And so we have to. Now, as Minister Farrakhan is saying, as he traveled around, we were with him at Prairie View A&M and at the other colleges and universities he's gone to, particularly the historic black colleges and universities, asking the students, how many of you are in agriculture? And no hands go up, maybe a few. So our brothers and sisters are going to college, but they're not in agriculture. They're not even in engineering for the most part. So all of those sciences and that are needed for building society, building civilization, we're not engaging in those kind of courses. And so the minister is telling our young brothers and sisters, don't go to college just to get a degree. Go to college and get a degree that will help us build a nation. If you look at the map of the countries that receive foreign aid, that receive the aid, look at a map of the world, and that's the agency, the minister mentioned, Agency for International Development. All of them are in the Southern Hemisphere, South and Central America, Africa, and parts of Asia. But then when you look at the G20, you look at the G8, you look at NATO, All of those are the northern countries, North America, Canada, Europe, Russia, and sometimes China. And so when you look at those maps and you see that nothing is colored in Africa when you talk about these alliances, but Africa has all of the resources. So what they're doing is they're meeting over how they're going to control all of the resources in Africa that all of them need to remain superpowers. It's almost as if, you know, with Brother Robert saying, you know, we have the land, we have the resources, but we don't have the knowledge, the know-how sometimes, or the equipment, the means to actually mine out the resources under our feet. And I'm talking about in Africa because we're landless almost here in America, and we have to, as Brother Carlos said, pool our nickels and dimes together, support the economic blueprint that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is giving us, and go ahead and buy up America. But even in Africa, we don't have the knowledge, the resources, or the equipment usually to mine out and develop the land right under our feet. So, you know, I'm just thankful to Allah for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan exposing this. I'm telling you, I believe the minister, more than anybody else, has now encouraged an entire generation. He's expanded our thinking outside of America. We are world people. We outnumber the enemy, according to our lessons, 11 to 1 on the planet, the original nation. And we have to begin to see our people, see ourselves as connected with our people all over the earth. And giants
Beautiful.
Being awakened by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and I'm telling you that this enemy is shaking in his boots. I don't see how they're going to be able to allow Minister Farrakhan to continue doing what he's doing without an all-out attack on him and the Nation of Islam. And you know what? I'm thankful to Allah that we have a mighty God who is able to protect him and to protect us, and our enemy needs to know that we are with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We're going to continue to listen to him. We're going to continue to study everything that he is saying to us. We're going to continue to promote and put this word out there and get it to all of our people, and he'll just have to bring it, and then our God will answer his call. So all praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Brother Jihad, for your program and for allowing me to be on. I'm just so fired up over everything that the minister is saying, but we have to move, you know, very quickly. And we have to move with intelligence and skill as we see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is moving, and we have to get the message to our people and wake our people up.
Brother Jeffrey, sir, thank you so much, brother, for being with us tonight, brother. I really enjoyed you, as always. We always enjoy you when you come
thank
on
you,
the
sir.
Show. Brother Master Robert, and take about 3 minutes, sir, and give us a closing statement, if you will, sir. Just whatever you want to say, speak to the listening audience, please.
The time and what must be done. Every Saturday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, go to www.noi.org/thetime. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's weekly series. Watch it, listen, learn, and follow what he says. That's my commercial, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
Exactly what we need to do. And we'll see you in Tuskegee, Alabama, on the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th, or the 19th and the 20th, of course, but the 20th in particular. We're going back to Alabama with not a banjo on our knee, but with truth in our hands and love in our heart. And we're going to revisit the place that the enemy ran our parents from. We're going to reclaim that land and get some of this earth we can call our own and save our people from the schemes and the wicked machinations of our enemy. Thank you, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Thank every believer that carries the paper, gives so much as a nickel in charity, and the claps and applause that sometimes when even we, his student ministers, honor at our best when we teach or act or administrate. Thank you for tolerating us this long, and don't
That's
give
right.
up on us because God ain't finished with us yet.
That's
thank
right.
you, Brother Jihad, for this program. And thank my fellow student laborers and ministers that are on this line. Thank you all so much for your service. And may Allah continue to bless our mighty nation of Israel.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, sir. Brother Minister Carlos, what say you? You got 2 minutes, sir. What say you? Just speak from the heart. Whatever it is you want to say.
Well, I got to concur with my fellow student minister, Robert, man, and let everybody know, don't you hesitate. Every Saturday, if you're in the central region at 6 o'clock, on the East Coast, 7 p.m., and West Coast, 4 p.m., we have to tune in. To all of those that are listening, please don't take it lightly. Don't say, well, you know, I can get back to it on Monday or Sunday night or Tuesday. You know, no, don't hesitate. Don't let 24 hours go by. If you're not in a position to hear it at the time that it's being delivered, don't let 24 hours go by before right. you tune in and get the latest message from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Open up that Final Call newspaper every week. I just was blessed. A brother just gave me the new edition in my hand that just came into Baltimore. This is a book. This is a book each week, like a chapter to a book that we have to add, and especially since each week the time and what must be done is printed in there in word form. Don't just rely on listening to the minister. Couple it with reading and going over and parsing those words that he has taught us to do. And I guarantee that if we do that, we will be much more informed. But if we follow it, we will begin to become better, we'll feel better, we'll act better, and God will continue to bless us to survive during these times. Thank you, Brother Jihad. Thank you for all of that work that you do each and every week, and in your labor, and may Allah continue to bless you and your staff to continue this program. Thank Allah for Brother Minister Jeffrey from Dallas and Brother Minister Robert from Houston. I look forward in just a few weeks to see you down in the mighty city of Tuskegee, Alabama, as we'll be there to back up our leader and teacher, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. Thank you once again. It's been a humbling pleasure to serve tonight. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Minister Carlos, and thank you, sir, for coming out on the front line with the fruit of Islam. Brother Student Minister Jeffrey, sir, you got 3 minutes or 2 minutes. Speak from the heart, sir. What say you?
Well, again, I thank you, Brother Jihad and Brother Robert and Brother Carlos for such a wonderful program. And I concur. Tune in every Saturday, 6 p.m. Hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'll repeat it. www.noi.org/the time. You know, the blessing is in the warning. The benefit of all knowledge is only found in its application. And so I would ask all of our brothers and sisters, as we have lost, and I don't mean lost, but one of our wonderful soldiers here, a brother, has returned to Allah, Brother Philip 3X, and he was
yes.
over the west side of Dallas. He was over the West Dallas and Irving suburb of Dallas. Soldier known throughout the community. And when we, the FOI, would go into the community, we would always knock on the doors, and almost every time someone would say, where is Philip? Is he with you? And I would just say to our brothers and sisters, he was 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the wisdom that Minister Farrakhan is giving us and let's follow it. If you're drinking tap water, stop drinking. Find some spring water. Find a way to purify your water. But let's do what the minister is saying. Let's follow how to eat to live that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us. We won't benefit from having a book on our shelf or even from reading the book. We have to practice what's in the book. So let's get proper rest. Let's exercise. And let's eat the way the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. And let's share that with the rest of our people. Let's give up all of these sugary cereals and Pop-Tarts and donuts that we're not supposed to be eating. And let's eat one meal a day, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. Let's not snack in between our meals. And let's try to live a long and healthy life. Ultimately, not a leaf falls from a tree without the knowledge of God. And not one soul can return to Allah without his permission. But let's do everything that we can, everything in our power, to live the healthiest life that we can, following what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us.
Thank you, Brother Minister Jeffrey. Thank you so much, sir, for being with us tonight. It's always a treat whenever you come on the line, sir. We normally have you in the second hour, but since this was an anniversary, we just piled up everybody to get as many people on as we could for the anniversary. Next week, listening audience, our subject would be atonement, reconciliation, and responsibility. I believe I have a special guest that I won't name now. But if you're on Facebook and Twitter and in the different groups, Keep your eyes out. We'll be advertising in a few days. Brother Rafi, let's ride, soldier. That's our show this weekend, this week. And this concludes our anniversary celebration. We want to thank our guest, Student Regional Minister Robert Muhammad of Houston, Texas. Our brother Jamil Muhammad couldn't be with us tonight. We love you, soldiers. Talk to you soon. We want to thank Student Minister Carlos Muhammad from Baltimore, Maryland, for being with us tonight. And, of course, our brother, Student Minister Jeffrey Muhammad of Dallas, Texas. Don't forget this Saturday, the time and what must be done by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. The time? 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Just go to www.noi.org. Also, on Sunday morning, the Nation of Islam webcast at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Time. Just go to www.noi.org. On Twitter, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said these words: as long as we do not own land, we're not going to be a productive people. We will continue to be a consumer nation. Repeat, as long as we do not own land, we are not going to be productive people. We will continue to be a consumer nation. On behalf of the Nation of Islam and the supporters from America and around the world, we love you, dear Apostle, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and thank you for the time and what must be done. Original salute to our Supreme Captain Mustafa Farrakhan and the FOI staff. To join the Nation of Islam in your area, just call the National Center in Chicago, Illinois at 773-324-6000. To purchase the Final Call products, just go to www.store.finalcall.com or call 1-866-602-1230, extension 322. Here's wisdom from the Messenger Messiah from his writings, How to Eat to Live, Book 1, I quote, many are advertising what to eat and what medicines to take to make you eat or stop you from eating. Many books are written and sold on good and bad foods, as well as on reducing the weight and on how to increase the weight, introducing the many chemicals used to bring about the desired results. But Allah and the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, has given us a better and safer way to do these things. Close quote. So I say to the soldiers of peace, the food of Islam, let us be found with our boots on the ground. And remember, we are that Muhammad that's got the devil on the run. Saints, soldiers, scholars, healers and killers, may Allah bless us all with a light of understanding as I leave you. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.